Were those two children like a story? In a children's story? See what we can do. Have you ever been to a garage sale? The terrible things. The worst still if you run one. But this is about a family in America. And Dad had a habit. He loved going to garage sales. Anyone here else like going to garage sales? I hate them. Terrible. But this Dad, he loved going to garage sales. And he would come home with his treasure. Mother called it junk. And he would come home with his treasure. And one day his wife said, "Listen. No more. No more. You're not going to another garage sale. All you do is come home with junk." So he didn't go to any for a while. And then one particular weekend, while it was coming up to the weekend, and he opened up the local newspaper, and he saw there was a garage sale just around the corner. He thought, "Yippee, I'm going to go to a garage sale." So Sunday morning, bright and early, he walked off to the garage sale. And out the front were tables all full of things. And he didn't see anything he really liked there, so he walked around the side and down to the garage, and he saw something under a blanket. And he lifted up the blanket, and what do you think he saw? Oh, it looked good. It was old. It was an old Harley Davidson motorbike. And he thought, "Wow." And he said to the owner, "Is this up for grabs?" He said, "Yep, you can have it for $20. $20? Well, that ain't going. It needs work doing to it. And it's a pile of rubbish. You can have it." So for $20, yippee, I've got a Harley Davidson motorbike. So he paid the $20, started walking home pushing his motorbike, and he thought, "Hang on a minute, I've got a problem. How am I going to get this bike past my wife? If you don't, it doesn't matter." He got it passed into the garage. Harley Davidson. Now he thought, "I suppose I better see about getting this thing fixed." So a few weeks later, after looking at this motorbike and drooling over, I thought, "Well, these are the things I need." And he had a list. And he rang up the Harley Davidson store and said, "I've got this motorbike. This is the serial number. This is the model number, and I need these parts." A week later, the owner of the store rang back and said, "Sir, I believe you have a Harley Davidson." "Yeah." "Is the model number such and such?" "Yeah." "The serial number such and such?" "Yeah." "Would you go out to your motorbike? On the right hand side, this long side of the seat covers, is a pin. Just push it. And it should flip over. And underneath you'll see the words 'The King' written there. Have a look." "Oh yeah, I'll have a look." Went out, clicked it, opened it, had a look. Ooh, it was there. So he went back inside and said, "Yeah, it's all there. Yeah, yeah, yeah." And the words are there too. He said, "Oh, good. Will you sell me the motorbike for $80,000 "What? He got such a fright, he hung up the telephone. Why would that? He only paid how much for it? $20. And now someone wanted for $80,000. He said, "Ooh, something's wrong here. Have I got stolen property?" Well, I don't know. It's only an old motorbike. 2 weeks later, got another phone call. This time from a very well-known disc jockey. Disc jockey, you know, they have the radio stations, they sell all the pop stars. And so, hey, you got a motorbike? Yes. The serial number? Yes. The model? Yes. Unlink the seat? Yes, has got that too. Can I buy the motorbike for $150,000? $150,000. He said, "It's not going." "Well, I don't care. Will you sell it to me?" "Why? Why is it so valuable? It's only an old wreck." "Because your bike was originally owned by the King of Rock, Elvis. And when he bought it, you had those words, 'The King,' written underneath the seat. $150,000. You know, there's a very important lesson in there. It was only an old motorbike worth nothing, $20. But because it had those two words written underneath the seat, it went from being worth $20 to $150,000. That's a bit like you and me. We might think we're not worth much. But we are. Want to know why? When you listen in the sermon today, you will find out why you are worth a lot. Because when you and I accept Jesus as our Saviour, we become what? Child of a king. The best king of all.